Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
RJ, I got your message on IG, man. I couldn't believe you looked like that, man.
Oh, man.
Is he an IG model? Or?
Nah, he RJ, you're pretty handsome, man. I got to say. Pause a little bit. Hashtag pause. But, man, I was like, wow, look at RJ, man.
Hey, it's that Filipino in me, man. That Filipino got me young, you know. So I like to keep a little baby face, you know what I'm saying?
RJ, you know, I was up there in Sacramento maybe, what, 3-4 weeks ago. You guys got it going on at DoCo. But that beam is overrated, man. It's just a waste of energy. Like
you're
your PG&E
rooting for the
bill.
Beam tonight, Bonte. You're rooting for the beam tonight over the Clippers.
You know what I'm rooting for, RJ? I'm rooting for a week off. Whatever gets the Warriors a week off.
Thank you.
Because I need
Thank
a week
you.
Off, RJ. I'm tired, man.
How are you tired?
Hey.
Go ahead, RJ. Finish your call.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Bonte, you left at the right time. You know, ever since you left, the beam has not been lit, man. And,
you I'm left just saying, man. Right
I think you all are, you're a good luck charm.
All right,
that's all, Jaron Fairfield. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM, NHG1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. And now we are broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Bonte Allen Studio, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Good morning, Bonte.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. No, I need a week off, Shask. I've been going hard ever since my New York / Philly extravaganza.
Oh.
Haven't had a week off since. Couple days here and there, a couple days here and there. But really, when you have a kid, you don't have days off.
No, there's no days
off. There's no days off with a kid, especially with baby Chaz, man. She's a handful of the mornings.
Spring break, did she have off?
She had it last week. We took her and her best friend down to Santa Cruz.
That's right.
That wasn't a vacation.
You got to watch the kids.
Santa Cruz is not a vacation.
Well, you spend a lot of money. You got to do all the driving. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Your boy could use a week off, Shask.
Did you take 17 or one all the way down?
17.
The windiness.
Yeah, well, it also drops you off right there. Downtown, straight shot.
But yeah. No, it's not bad. It's not a bad drive.
No.
It's like an hour.
It's only a bad drive if there's an accident.
I was just going to say. Rocco, we were coming back from there one time, and Rocco's car flipped over, and the tire exploded. He's lucky to walk away.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That was the old
turn. That's
literally
took a turn. Shout out Rocco.
Hey, bro, you get stuck on 17. It's a nightmare.
Who's Rocco's team in Premier League, by the way? Who's his team?
I don't know.
Most
solid. He's been watching since. Since like the 90s,
right?
He's been watching all those grainy games. I'm not joking. Fox used to have it on. He's been diehard for days. I'll text him.
He just signed a 2-year extension
with Liverpool. Really? Yeah. That was a big thing for a long time. Yeah. There you go. We're talking EPL with Bonte Hill Studio.
We don't need to talk about NBA right now. Because I can't stand the damn Lakers. I heard you guys talking in. This is what I don't want. I don't want a series with the Lakers because of two things. Not because I fear them, and I think it's actually one of the better matchups for the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, so you agree with me.
But Luka's not going to go 0-6-3, and he's going to go crazy, and LeBron's going to be LeBron, and Austin Reeves, it feels like the Warriors don't have an answer for him. I just don't want to deal with them complaining after every single possession with the whistles and their damn fan base. They're more annoying than Cowboy fans. They're bitching, moan, and all this Lakers stuff. I don't want to deal with that. So if the Warriors can go on a deep run by avoiding the L.A. Lakers, I don't want to deal with those jokers, man. L.A. fans, L.A. Laker fans are just absolute clowns. I can't stand them. That last Thursday game at Staples, oh, my God. But then Luka and LeBron and Austin, fifth foul. Oh, my God.
They were going to, like, bury LeBron on the floor after he laid on the ground for 2 minutes. I don't know if you saw that. Not only does he lie on the ground last Thursday, he then rolls over and stays on the ground even longer, only to miraculously be okay.
Oh, my God.
My favorite part of when we were talking about that, I was like, you know, he's like 6'8", like 250 chest. Like, I could have taken that shot, and I would have been fine.
He is strong, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
he is strong.
If Kaminga pushes you, Joe, you're going like he the first row.
Like, can we have a little perspective?
I can't stand Lakers.
Come on.
Man.
Well, real quick on that, we'll get to the Lakers at one point, or maybe we won't even get to them. They might not even play them. We'll see, because there's so much still to happen. Your thoughts on just everything that's taken place, Bonte, because we came in on Monday, you know, you go 3-1 in that stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Grizzlies, Lakers, Nuggets, that's a huge gauntlet. All those teams were ahead of you in the Western Conference. Yep. Also, the Rockets. Steph had 3 points. Wasn't a great game for him. The team looked fatigued. It wasn't good.
The Rockets won that game. Can we just tip our hats to the Houston Rockets?
They were amazing.
I was watching in the tunnel. Iman Thompson took the game over the third quarter without even scoring. He was everywhere. I mean, that was wow.
Dylan Brooks had a great game shooting.
Ibe Udoka wearing Nike Cortezes as an NBA head coach. I'm telling you, man. If you're, it's like being ballheaded by choice. Yeah. If you're bald by choice, you don't just rock Nike Cortezes. When I saw dudes growing up rocking Nike Cortezes, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to sit in front of the beauty bus. I'm not going to bother them.
When I saw the Cortezes, I thought about my boy Enrique, who would wear the red Cortezes with the long belt. You remember the long belts back in the day? And those were guys you just didn't want to cross.
Yeah, you don't mess with dudes wearing Nike Cortezes. So Ime Udoka talking that talk to Steph Curry. I'm like, wow, okay. It's like being bald by choice. You're about about something different that I don't want to deal with.
Well, he wanted to fight LeBron. Well, it was the last year or the year before, right? They were name talking, and he was wearing the red, and I saw the red, and I saw Ime Udoka. I just thought of Death Row Records a little bit. Just a little bit. And he was Suge Knight. I'm just saying.
He does look like a dude you don't want to mess with. Go ahead, Spinotti.
No, you're good.
He's dying to get on air. I saw you assaulted Evan the other day.
What?
Oh, no, I was just going into splash because I was waiting for, I didn't assault him. I just said,
what's up to my guy?
No, I didn't even go to Bear. Oh. I just said, what's up to him?
You have withdrawals?
He just posted on a story that he was plugging Evan. He was actually being a good night.
Withdrawals? Trust me. Yesterday was a day where I almost said, click, because y'all was talking about Jonathan Kuminga for some reason. We were not. You guys were taking calls. I'm like, damn, game that happened with the top three, Jimmy Butler and Steph and Draymond. We were talking Kuminga. I was like, you're going to drive me crazy, which made me not miss you guys and, you know, was able to watch the
game. It turned into somehow, some way. And I don't get it.
Pods versus Kuminga. It's ridiculous.
They're both
Warriors.
We saw the closing lineup of Pajemski and Kuminga working brilliantly. At the end of the Lakers game, a couple losses, it doesn't work. They can't be on the floor. That's just the shark on just fandom in general the last like decade plus when it comes to infighting between a fan base. And that's one of them I just don't get.
You know what though? JK, I did listen to Steve Kerr last night with Willard and Dibbs, really good interview. And Steve's right. The lineup with JK, Draymond, and Jimmy is just not working. And I went back and watched the game, the Spurs game, believe it, because I got so much time on my hands these days. Watched it back three times. And I'm watching just specifically that lineup. And it's like, Kuminga's in the corner. His instincts on getting into the dunker spot, one thing GP2 does very well is he knows when to go from the corner to the dunker spot. JK is still learning that. And after missing 31 games, he's come back to an entirely different roster. And Jimmy occupies some of the space that he was occupying. And then you have Draymond Green at the top of the key who needs the ball in his hands. And it's just not advantageous for JK. It's just not a good lineup. Well, Jimmy needs shooters around him. And so I don't know what you're doing. And so JK's not your knockdown shooter. He's 1-4 from the three-point line. He needs to be in the mid-post, on the block, nail position, baseline, dunker spot, whatever it is, but he does not need to be on a three-point line.
I would go a step further. It's not necessarily just exclusively about that lineup. There are other three non-shooter combinations that don't work as well, Looney being one of them. Yep. For example, TJD being another one. I think they can get away with it with GP2. A, he's shooting much better from three-point land in general. But, like, in a game where Moses Moody doesn't have it going, he becomes a non-shooter. Mm-hmm. Now, him and Butler have some really good off-ball, where Moody's off-ball and Butler has his back to the basket. He's been moving really well without the ball. But almost, I would say, everyone not named Steph, the combinations out there with those guys are extremely important. And in that game, I felt like they really missed Quentin Post to connect a couple lineups that were clunky.
Yeah, spacing that floor with the stretch five. And look, QP hit a bit of a bump. Maybe the injury is a blessing in disguise because teams started hunting him on defense, which I think at times affected his offense. But you are right that Quentin Post with that lineup instead of JK. So now you got to find minutes for JK. And I go back to training camp when Draymond said, well, JK's a 3, not a 4. And Steve said, well, JK's a 4, not a 3. There's a blockage there. He's not going to get a lot of minutes there because when he does get 30 minutes a game, the production is really good for Jonathan Kuminga. He shoots 50%. He scores over 20.
His first quarter was really good.
But when he's playing 19, 20 minutes and he's trying to find a rhythm, it's going to be difficult. And I don't know what you do at this point of the season. You got two games left. You got to go with the guys that helped you roll here. And he may see 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And I know you got to play him because he's athletic, but the combinations have to be just right. It's not going to be perfect in the basketball game.
Yeah, I just thought that the takeaway, though, from that Spurs game, at least if we're just glomming on to the Kuminga minutes, that to me is insane. Because in that fourth quarter, with 4:35 to go, they had with 6 minutes to go, they had a 97-91 lead. 4:35 to go, it was Moody, Steph, Butler, Pods, and Dre, and they were exchanging baskets back and forth. That was when they made crucial mistakes, turnovers.
I thought the game was lost in the first 4 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Yes,
Warriors were 42-4.
Kuminga only played 2 minutes
I understand. I'm not here to say that Kuminga is the reason or the lineups with Kuminga. I watched the entire fourth quarter. Steph came in early in that game. He came in the fourth quarter at the 9-minute mark and whatnot. And so they had a 12-point lead, and it started dissipating, and the rhythm and flow of the offense got very clunky. So without JK, look, everybody wants to get on Pods for having a bad game. Pods has been on a heater.
He had a bad game.
He had a bad game, but I really like where Pods is at, but this is the problem in the playoffs.
Yep.
Hodge has never been in a 7-game series. Moody has gotten sporadic minutes in the playoffs before. Kuminga hasn't really gotten burned in the playoffs. QP's never been there before. Guy Santos hasn't really played. So when you have a core at 37, 35, 35, and by the way, no team in NBA history has ever won a championship where the top three players are 37, 35, and 35, and you're counting on youngsters who are going to be inconsistent at times, that's a lot to ask in order to win an NBA championship. So that's what we're facing here. I can't wait to see it, but that's what we're facing. So there's going to be ups and downs with these youngsters. So, we can't just go all of a sudden, this guy sucks after a bad game, after he's been on a heater for 5 games. But
No, but when we're isolating that game and what happened, Moody missing open threes down the stretch, Pods missing open threes because they're the guys that are going to get played off.
Right.
And Draymond turning the ball over and force feeding it specifically to Steph Curry. Like, and look, Steph bears a little bit of it. He made a bad inbound pass. And instead of throwing it to the outside hand, he threw it on the inside. Jimmy, I thought, was getting held with that left hand, but whatever. Jimmy got stripped in the lane, which is a big criticism of Jonathan Kuminga. All of these guys made big mistakes.
Did you think Jimmy Butler had a great game against the Spurs? I know he got to the free throw line a lot, but like I didn't feel like he had a great game in that one.
You know,
personally,
Spinoni's a great point because you'll see the 16-17 from the free throw line. You'll see the 28 points. By the way, we got to stop crying about free throws. Where's it getting to the free throw line since Jimmy's been here?
I don't think anybody has cried.
No, it was just some fans. I'm getting whatever. But Jimmy, the thing with Jimmy is he holds the ball so long. So I wonder, Steve Kerr, with the way he wants his offense to run, Jimmy holds the ball so long sometimes, and guys are kind of standing around when they're used to cutting or whatnot. It was a clunky game. I don't think it was a great game, but he got his, right? He got to the free throw line. You stop play. You set up your half-court defense. But something's missing. Something's not right with the Jimmy. And Jimmy, look, the record is the record. You're 22-7. But if you wanted to dive into the record, which is sometimes I don't miss radio because the truth is you caught a lot of breaks during this run. You really did. You played a lot of teams that weren't at full strength, you know?
And when we saw Jimmy with no Steph, like that Hawks game, that Heat game was awful.
But more so, it's when you put size and length on Jimmy Butler. Yeah. Like it did, like the Houston Rockets did. They could put Jabari Smith Jr. on them. They could put Tari Eason on them. Dylan Brooks or Amen Thompson. So if you put size and length on Jimmy Butler, you could play him one-on-one. You don't go for the pump fakes and you don't put him on the free throw line. He scored 37% of his points with the Warriors from the free throw line.
It's insane.
That's insane, right?
But also, he's a guy that, like, if you watch him play, he's going to dribble into the lane or back up into the poster spot. He's their best back-to-basket player. But when he does that, you need to have shooters around him. And when Moody's not hitting and Pods is not hitting, because they're going to be the guys left off, and Draymond's unwilling in the fourth quarter to take those three-point shots, everything's congested. And I think that he's more of a playmaker and less of a scorer than I thought. He's going to score bulk of his baskets around the rim on layups. And that's just not... That's not sustainable offense when you're 6'6".
Yeah. Bonte Hill joining us in studio. Real quick, Bonte. Warriors pre- and post-game host, NBC Sports Bay Area. Every single Friday, this time for the full hour, Bonte Hill. We got 2 games to go in this regular season. It's coming down to this. I cannot think of a crazier final week in the history of the NBA when it comes to all of these teams. Like, it's insane that we're still talking about Sam Lubin, who's doing a hell of a job today. All the different scenarios that could still happen, like this one. Where the Warriors, Nuggets, Clippers, T-Wolves, Grizzlies could all finish with 49 wins?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, it's insane.
What loophole did you find?
We'll get to that in a second. Duff's Talk Podcast as well. We was breaking this down with Monty Poole. The 3-1 gauntlet, by the way, the 3-1 gauntlet, that was impressive, and then you lose to the Spurs. But look, there's so many tiebreakers. Look, we all freaked out over San Antonio, and I was a little spicy that night doing the podcast with Monty. Like, man, these are the games you can't lose.
Yeah.
Like, but again, they're a professional team. Tonight, Portland's laying down.
Oh, my God.
Look, Portland, if they were playing their guys, you know.
Win one for Chauncey?
Read the injury report.
I saw it last night. Aiden, it's embarrassing.
Out, Jeremy Grant out. Scoot Henderson out. Anthony Simons out. Robert Williams has been out. Doubtful. They're probably their best young player. Denny Adeja out.
Is Shaden Sharp playing?
Shaden Sharp? Questionable.
He scored 37 the other night against Utah, but that they're laying down. And so it's probably going to come down to Sunday against the LA Clippers to get one of those top 6 seeds. And look, you may be playing the Lakers in the first round, but I think it's just important for this team to get a week off.
I totally agree. Draymond's legs look shot.
Look, Draymond, well, yes, But he had a great first quarter. He had like 5-5-4 in the first quarter.
Yeah, but you could feel it in the second half.
But then, you know, he fell asleep on defense, and Keldon Johnson went at him one-on-one.
The lefty, Keldon Johnson, little turnaround.
Keldon Johnson,
nice.
Good player
he
off the bench,
them.
Man. Yeah, he did. And he was struggling coming into that game. And then HB with the game winner, of course.
Oh, my. Even Wesley was good in that game.
Oh, yeah. The Spurs, they're a professional
Castle
organization.
Castle is a stud.
Chris Paul looked great. There's no doubt.
No,
Chris
Paul in the second quarter took it two pods.
No, that 19-3 run to start the second quarter. So the non-Steph minutes, a minus 16 is Spadoni, you kind of hinted on it. Without Steph Curry the first two games on a road trip, it's still Steph's show.
Yep.
It still goes as Steph goes. So Steph's got to be superhuman at the age of 37. But Jimmy, we'll go back to Jimmy. I think that's why a lot of fans are clamoring him to shoot more. And I think that will come, but this is why he's here. He's got to be a bit more selfish within the half court.
Well, you mentioned that. And Pods and Steph, I think it was before the Suns game, they were talking about it because we had Brandon Pajemski postgame saying, you know, Steph and I were talking, like, we need Jimmy to be a little bit more selfish. He's a little bit too unselfish.
Right.
I thought that was interesting that the fact that those two guys, the big ball handlers on the team, were both saying, let's make Jimmy more of a focal point and a shooter in this game. Now, the Suns, I don't even know what that was. I've seen high school teams put forth more effort than I saw with that team.
It was
embarrassing. Considering what I saw the game after with the Spurs, what do they have to play for right now?
No, they're a professional team.
They're professionals.
With veterans.
Yes.
With a coaching staff that knows. You conduct yourself a certain way. What Phoenix did on Tuesday, Shasky was texting me, and I said, dude, third quarter, I had the Warriors on the screen, but I was watching Giants.
I couldn't
watch Bradley Beal. Now, all these Warrior fans, for so many, you know how many calls I took on Bradley Beal from 2019 till even last year? He really wanted Bradley Beal. Please. That guy is smiling with Stephen Curry. Stephen Curry's dotting threes in his eye, and he's smiling from ear to ear. And then I think about his quote from a month ago. Hey, I got a full no trade clause. I'm playing basketball. I'm smiling through it all. What a joke. Come on, man. That was embarrassing.
And Jimmy almost went there. He wanted to try to get to Phoenix.
There is an alternate universe where that could have been the Warriors' existence.
Exactly. No, remember the Bradley Beal calls?
I know.
Everybody was
all
a 6'2 small
forward. I never wanted him.
Just think he was training for Paul George last offseason, which they were trying to do.
Thank God
right?
We didn't do that. You know, I was desperate. I was thinking about it.
Come on, man.
Sam, you have a problem with Sam. We're calling
not a problem. Not a problem.
Sam the scientist, a.k.a. the son of Sam, a.k.a. the summer of Sam, a.k.a. summer of love.
Son of Sam. Son of Sam was like a murderer. Let's not do that one anymore. Let's do
I can see that little City Connect logo. It fits well with
Sam. The City Connects real quick.
They're not as bad as you guys make them out to be.
No,
they're not
I like
bad.
Them.
They're
I
not
like
bad.
Them.
They're not great. They're
well,
not
the last
bad.
Ones
though.
Are not great now.
Not,
so
no.
You're walking this thing back?
No, I never said they were great. I said they're not as bad as what you guys made them out to be.
I like them.
I saw them. I said they're not bad.
There are
they're
four
different.
Acceptable logos for San Francisco when it comes to the SF. It's the Niner interlocking SF. There's the San Francisco Seals interlocking SF, which everybody's used. I got it on my head right now. And then it's the two versions of the Giants SF, one being the 1980s, the other one being the classic one that they've had forever.
You need to be a little more open-minded. You're too close-minded with these things.
You need to be evolved. Okay. Yeah, you need to evolve a little bit.
You know what?
We saw a kid yesterday. We took baby chairs down to the Exploratorium, and his kid was rocking the City Connect. And it was like, oh, you like the City Connect? Goes, yeah, man, these are really cool. The new Hatchman, they just came out. And in that stadium the other day, by the way, the Crown Jewel Oracle Park is aging like a fine wine. I got my steps in, did like 3 laps around the stadium, and then went inside and looked at the Wall of Fame and everything like that. I'm like, wow, this stadium's still cool. But the City Connects, everybody was dipped out City Connects. Women, children, teenagers,
babies.
You name it. Babies, baby mamas, you name it. They all had the City Connect hats in the jerseys. So you know what? They're not as bad. And they're printing money.
They're not, though. Because like I went in a deep dive and I told these guys, like, you don't actually make that much money off of the merchandise. Like, as much as everyone thinks. Like, you actually wasted more money.
No, you didn't.
You wasted more money on Tom Murphy's contract than the money you make off of jersey sales off just the City Connect.
Now you got Larry Bear's books.
No, don't be a stranger.
Fanatics does not release how many exact jerseys that they sell. And you have to split the pie amongst 32 other
teams. I'm just telling you, it looks cool. I don't care how much money they make on it. That was my point. The stadium was filled with City Connect jerseys and hats. And they got the orange
ones.
Watched
the game on television. Didn't see a lot of them.
I saw a lot.
You're not going to see 30,000 on this TV screen, each and every one of them. People walking into concourses, eating ice cream, eating pizza.
They're in the Bronx, by the way.
They modified the concourse, too, by the way. This is a little room.
Number one selling jersey for the San Francisco Giants is?
What, Willie Mays or something?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Okay, that's
it's always
fine.
Legends when it comes
to
that.
Number two? Will Clark jersey, the new one that they re-released. That's how you print money.
Great.
How you print money.
City Connects, I went in there with the hats. It was a,
did you
I
buy
had to
one?
Wait. I had to wait. Yeah, of course I bought one.
Ugh.
Of course I bought one.
Why didn't you wear it in?
I got to get a haircut, you know, right after the show.
888-957.
Regretted his purchase almost immediately,
no,
probably.
I was going to buy you
City
one.
City connects with Vonta Hill, folks. Let's get after it. 888-957-9570.
Let's get back to basketball, man.
Back to basketball.
The Giants are going to the Yankees, yeah.
Exactly. Two games to go. I don't know who the hell they're going to be playing. And I know you say you just want the week off. That's great. Like, the fear.
You know what I mean? I just want the week off. I'm too much. It's too much. You guys talk about fans and everything. I'm listening on the radio. I'm driving myself crazy listening to all the Kamiga calls. I'm seeing people in Dub Nation. What's wrong with Kamiga? What's wrong with this? I'm like, dude,
he's the sixth, seventh
man on the roster, man.
You're saying this?
I'm losing my mind right now.
But I feel like the content, you know, when Bonte was in this chair, you know, the producer in me, the content creator in me, roots for chaos.
Well,
playing scenario for me in the A chair, not the worst thing if we're doing creating content, Joe Spadoni over
here. I'm not
going
to lie. When Harrison Barnes hit that buzzer beater, we did our post-game show. I said, this is as close to Radio Bonte as I'm going to get. So I'm going to have a little extra emphasis.
That wasn't even close to Radio
Bonte. You know what? This is devastating. An unbelievable turn of events here at Chase Center.
Harrison Barnes, you know, we
inside,
had
it all. Inside, I was like, and you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I was thinking about you, Shasky, because as they were blowing that 12-point lead in the fourth quarter, you missed that lap, huh? Somebody sent me a tweet talking about championship, right? Yeah, I guess too.
Who sent you that? You tell me who sent you that.
No, the streets sent me everything.
Oh, hold on,
the streets sent me anything.
Time out.
Oh, I didn't. The streets sent me anything.
No, this is not the end.
Why are you
mad? Because we play a game every day, which is fun. Which is, can the Warriors win the championship?
Why do you play that game?
It's a game.
We're not even in playoffs yet.
But it's a game we've been playing since Jimmy came. So they aggregated.
Oh, I know, because you guys were comparing the roster that won the championship to this roster, saying on paper this roster is better, and I was like, what did I walk into?
Yeah,
so hold I was on. Thinking about you saying, boy, if I was there the next day, we would be playing that.
Wait. You mean this one?
I don't just believe, I know that they can win a championship. I'm getting you hear the music, right? It's a bit plain. I honestly think that the Warriors are going to win the championship. I'm dead serious on this. I really do. Like, I'm not even, this isn't like hyperbole. I'm not trying to get, clipped online. I'm being dead serious.
But the favorite part, I'm not trying to get clipped online. What does he do to Sam and the IFB? Hey, make sure this gets out on the internet.
No, I said put the Western Conference Finals one out and not the championship one out.
We got three different takes.
Yes.
We got the championship
take. I'm
we
always
got the
hedging.
West Finals. We got the first round.
Yep.
So, the streets sent me that, and they literally said, the kiss of death, Bonte. And this is before the Spurs game.
Well, tell that hater to step up and call
me. No, he's not a hater. It's not a hater.
FaceTime
me. No, he won't FaceTime.
Yeah, of course. Stay low, in the words of Mad Dog.
No, no.
Stay low.
Hey, it wasn't just one person. It was, yo, your boy's at it again.
Yeah, I am at it.
Yeah, he's out of control.
Yeah,
I know.
They love me.
Spadoni can't control
him. Numbers.
And so then, they lose the game. So I actually logged in early yesterday. I got up at about 7:30. I said, I got to hear what this joker's saying today. And it was straight doom and gloom.
I brought it up yesterday. He's like, I never said that.
Listen, this is what happens. I retconned
the original take because we were playing a game. I mean, do we really, the two of you with all of the erroneous takes that you've had over the last five years,
want to come at me?
Right. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I've got to say out loud, Shasky and I, that we both believe this team could make a deep run to the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Did they make it past the play-in that year?
No, they did not. Not even.
Hey, we all got bad takes,
man. Okay,
hey, listen, I didn't think the Warriors going to be in the top six.
Yeah.
I thought it was impossible.
You didn't even like the Jimmy Butler trade.
No, I didn't like the way it went down. Yeah. I never disputed the player.
That's true.
Again, so you're retconning the original
take. No. When you piss off Pat Riley, that says something, right? And the way it went down and the way his teammates responded in Miami. Now, the only people who shook Jimmy's hands after that game was Alec Burks and Kevin Love, which tells me that that team got no love for Jimmy Butler. And if we were on the other side with Miami, we would feel the same way about him and the way he. Yes, absolutely, you would have felt like that.
No, I said that I'm not, though.
Yeah, you're not. So, but I'm looking at it from both sides. Got to have perspective. You can't have your blue and gold underwear on all the time.
I am curious.
Wow, that's rich.
Curious.
Coming from you.
You can't be waving the pawpaws all day.
We got to break, and we'll come on back in the
next. If we can break down the schedule, how does 22-7 run? We'll see. We'll see
how the fans are acting with Jimmy Butler if this team is one and done. I'm just going to say that. I'm just very curious, which is a possibility.
You know what? The 9 o'clock hour. Yes. What were you guys doing 9 o'clock hour Monday? Something about connected. Is Jimmy Butler connected with the fan base or what? You guys are already starting it. Jimmy's not shooting enough. Jimmy's not being selfish enough. The fans are already whispering.
I'm telling you, Spinoni, you're on it.
Don't be in denial, man.
All right.
He did this to me with Nick Mullins. He's setting you up for the opinion that he actually has. Look at him.
Lion doesn't concern himself with the opinions of the sheep.
I don't care how much Brock Purdy gets paid.
I don't.
Come on back the other side.
Hey, by the way, Brock Purdy ain't got paid yet.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.